League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, there's one thing you can do if you like it, and that is go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. And why would you want to do that? Well, hey, we'll read it. I'll actually do it in character, even if I don't do the character. You name it, I'll read it. Also, supporting this podcast through Patreon. It's not your duty. You don't have to do it. I'm not begging here, but if you'd like to, it helps. Well, it helps me, Tim Andrews, make a little bit of money. Just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and donate. That's all you got to do. There's some great rewards. We're going to have more great rewards. They're going to be great. They're going to be huge rewards. You're going to love them. I swear.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
We have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
How do you prepare yourself with chemicals before a show?
It depends. Like, if you're going to a show every once in a while, then, you know, you're going to do what you like best. If you like acid, you'll do that. If you like shrooms, you're going to do that. It depends on how much weirdness you want to get to.
How many tabs do you have to take?
It depends. Like, if you do it every once in a while, you need that one dose or maybe two. If you're on tour like I am, and you decide to trip a lot, you sometimes have to take a half a strip.
How many hits are in a strip?
10.
I'm fine.
I'm David Pumpkins.
I know, but like, who are you?
I'm David Pumpkins, man.
Okay, yeah, and David Pumpkins is
his own thing.
And the skeletons are
part of it.
A days long? Yeah.
Oh, good, Shane's here.
Is the work hard? You better believe it.
At least we're not in the stalls. That's when things get ugly.
Would I trade the experience of being a tortured soul in the depths of hell for anything in the world?
Christy Crooks!
Yes, absolutely.
Gary!
I'll find you, you little...
Do I have a conversation?
Do you think you're going to be a while?
Hello, Ethan Rakestraw.
How do you know my last name?
I know everything about you, young Ethan. Come here, sit on my bony, mite-covered lap. I know that you pee in the shower, and I know that you broke your sister's iPad, and you said it fell.
That's not how it works. Now, I already told you people, first one's free. Then what'd I say? I said I will shut that shit down. Now, I don't know what kind of lying assholes you've been dealing with, but I'm a man of my word. First impressions are important. I need you to know me. So, back to it.
Time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 46 of Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews. There's Ira Malkin.
Hi.
Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
Stephanie Swain.
Hi.
We are your humble servants, your hosts, your friends. Some might say family. Familial, at least. But we don't do any of that inset shit here.
Yet.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself.
Me and Ira do on our new t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got the t-shirt art for our upcoming t-shirts.
Thanks, Ben, by the way.
We got to find out. Yeah, Ben Bowling. Yeah, thanks, fantastic Ben. Artist. He's done stuff
really cool.
In the past. He did caricatures of the regular guys. I got everybody one for Christmas one year.
Oh, really?
Each individualized. Yeah. Eric's was him singing Queen. Southside Steve's was he and I together as... Smokey and the Bandit. So he was the Bandit and I was Snowman.
Nice. Nice.
And then Larry's was Larry being naked and standing next to John Rocker, who was also nude.
Perfect.
I don't think he liked it very much. But it's the thought that counts.
You guys are going to love this shit. Let me tell you.
Okay. We got some guests coming by in a little bit. So I got to wake up here. We have Dave Willis, who's been on the show before. He's from Adult Swim. He's done an awful lot of stuff, you know, Squidbillies, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And, of course, your pretty face is going to hell. So we have who is, you know, I would say, the star of that show, Henry Zebrowski, who plays Gary. And they're coming in to talk about season 3.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Which premieres, you know, recording on this on a Sunday. So it premieres tonight. But you can watch it, season 3, on demand, the Adult Swim app, and also Hulu, I believe it's on Hulu.
Seasons 1 and 2 are on Hulu.
Yeah, seasons 1 and 2 are.
Season 3 starts tonight.
They don't have a lot. They don't have the whole series on demand. They have some episodes from season 1.
That's like the best of, I think, is what they're doing on Comcast on demand anyway.
Yeah.
You can like watch 5 episodes from season 2, I think.
Yeah, DirecTV's they're doing the same thing. Like they have 6 or 7 of them or something like that.
I don't like it. Put it all up there, you fucks.
all of them were on Amazon if you wanted to, you know, if you're Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I don't know if they still are, but they were at one time all on Amazon.
Didn't you say they were both on Hulu? Or didn't I hear they were both on Hulu?
Yeah, seasons 1 and 2 on Hulu.
The problem with Amazon Prime is that in order to stream it to your television, you have to buy their device. Which is not a problem because it's capitalism, but I thought the Comcast, the Chromecast would work for everything, and it's not. You have to buy that whatever is it, the Amazon Fire, is that what it's called?
Well, no, stick.
I get it through my Xbox.
Yeah, well, or you could get it through the Xbox, through that channel that they have, or you can get it through Apple TV too, right?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't tried it on Apple TV.
No, I don't think you can get it on Apple TV.
Ah, okay.
Because Apple's going to be like, fuck that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, we do the same thing. We're through everything through the PlayStation.
I'm tired. I went to two fish shows Friday and Saturday.
Were they good? Did you blast?
Yeah, I had a great time. A buddy of mine from Binghamton, Jeff knows him too.
Larry Butts.
Larry Butts came down from Binghamton, New York. We all went to college together. Larry and I have seen fish together a bunch of times. Last year we went to Magna Bowl, which was a 3-day festival in Watkins Glen, New York.
Oh, what was that? Was it comparable to that as good?
Well, no, that was just 3 days of complete and utter.
Yeah, there was probably nobody camping at the Gwinnett Arena.
No, but you know what? The first person I saw when Larry and I were walking, okay, they have an area in the parking lot,
Shakedown Street,
where people sell food and merchandise.
Goo balls, man.
And drugs. And drugs. Oh, people were selling toppers last night.
Who does drugs
toppers.
At fish
what
shows?
Are toppers?
Shrooms? I don't know. You can Google it because I don't know what it was. I assumed it was mushrooms.
Or maybe don't.
But no, it was weird because I interviewed a guy for the Rock 100.5 morning show last August. I interviewed this guy. He was this kind of this big dude who's been.
Oh, shit. It's like pills.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Ofloxin.
What does it do to you?
Oh, it's got a Zen in it.
O F L O X A C I N.
Uh huh. What's it say?
I got to Google Ofloxin.
All right, you Google that. So I interviewed this guy for the show. He's a very interesting dude, but he was next to us in the campground in Watkins Glen. He's from Brooklyn, New York. And, you know, those guys just got high the whole weekend. I mean, I heard them talking about how many times he was going to dose in one day. And, you know, they were like, well, I'm going to dose when I wake up, and I'm going to dose for the daytime show, and then I'm going to dose again for the nighttime show.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I never expected to see that guy again. I interviewed him. And they made fun of him so much, I never sent him the audio because I felt bad.
Oh.
And ended up, he's the first person I bumped into. He walked by and went, Abe. And he turned around and he's fucked up.
I thought you were going to say he's stone cold sober now. He's like a minister.
No. But he recognized us. And then a little later on, we're walking. This was last night, not Friday night. I'm walking down the street. Walking down Shakedown Street, and I see the three people from Atlanta who I ran into outside of the Porta Johns in Watkins Glen who recognized me from the show. Hey, there's Tim Andrews. So that was pretty cool.
It's a fish family.
Yeah, a fish family indeed. Good show last night, Saturday night. The second show was great.
Yeah, I was watching the set list on Twitter, and the first show, I was like, oh, thank God I didn't go to that show, because it was like all the new new album. And I guess they did that because they knew they were playing two nights, and they could do all the new shit the first night and then do a more traditional greatest hits kind of show the second night.
Well, that's what it was. I mean,
the second night looked really good for the set list.
Were there any good jams from the new stuff, though?
The jams were good. I mean, I just didn't know any of the songs.
Because that was the thing, you know, whenever they would come out with a new album, whether you liked it or not, it was like, well, let's see what they do with these songs live, you know.
Yeah, they did. They usually jammed them out. So. Let's see if I can see it. What'd you find out about that drug?
So it sounds like it's an antibiotic. I don't know.
All right, no, that doesn't
it's
sound
probably
right.
A lot of staph infections at this show, I would imagine.
You know, my ear infection's gone.
I'm tripping bowls, and I can pee now without it burning.
That thing on my mouth starting to clear up.
All right, Fish at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, Encore Park. This is what it was Friday night. It was a song I heard, The Ocean Sing, AC/DC Bag, Back on the Train, Blaze On, Sugar Shack, Things People Do, Birds of a Feather, Mercury, Let's Go, and then Alaska, which I know. Second set kicked off with Down with Disease, then Carini, then Wintercreen, Ghost was good, Possum was good, Slave to the Traffic Light was good, and then The Loving Cup came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not down to that?
Down with Disease?
Uh-uh. All right, well, let me read you off Saturday Night Show. It opens with Mike's song, into Ass Handed, into Weak a Paw Groove.
Know that.
Waiting All Night, Sample in a Jar.
Good one.
Into Bathtub Gin, into Rift, into Stash, good. Into Funky Bitch.
So, yes, great set.
And then Your Pet Cat, which is a fun song, Character Zero. Then they come back out for the second set, Run Like an Antelope, Fuego, Runaway Jim, into No Quarter, the Zeppelin song, which was amazing. And then they came out and jammed with Simple, did 46 Days, Sneak and Sally Through the Alley, Makasupa Policeman, and then First Tube. So, good show.
I would have only known Led Zeppelin.
Really? I'm sure most people would be
it's
the
my
same
thing
way.
With Fish now, I think. You know, I was a big Fish head back in the day, and I still dig them, and if they come up on my iPod, I'll still listen. I've become a big vocals guy over the years, where I've really appreciated just good vocals, you know, and soulful vocals and everything. And I listen to those tunes now, and I'm like, see, that's what's lacking for me now, you know?
Vocals.
They have good harmonies, obviously, but the lead vocals of their songs, you know, when Trey's singing or Paige is singing, it just doesn't do it for me.
I just
now,
think whatever it is in me that makes me like rap music so much is what makes me not like jam bands.
Sure.
So I think that's
you like
what it
tight
is.
And, you know.
Maybe that's like the beat and there's a beginning and an end. Because I feel like sometimes you're watching a jam band. I mean, I'm sure if I was totally fucked up, I would love it. Like, I would just be zoning out into it.
But I wasn't fucked up, and I was drunk. Friday night, I was drunk off my ass. I didn't drink as much last night. But, you know, I had to do something. And I really enjoyed it, believe it or not.
I don't mean drunk.
Oh.
I mean fucked up.
Oh, okay. I get you. I know what you're talking about.
But we, of course, do not do that.
No.
Here.
I mean, I'm talking about in the
illegal.
Past. It's in the past.
Well, can't do that.
It is in the past. Yes, yes, yes.
I think toppers might be mushrooms, like caps.
The caps. That's what my assumption was.
That would
was.
Make sense.
They were calling them boomers when me and Stu went to our last dead show.
I need the plug-in thing. The last, they still
I never
call
did
them
it.
Boomers. Oh, you didn't? All right. Can you?
But I can now. Yeah. I noticed it earlier. I didn't.
Yeah. So... I saw some dude so fucked up. He was picking fights with people. But he just kept saying, "I'm your worst nightmare." And his arms had like he was like, "I'm your worst nightmare."
Well, so he looked like you're doing a Joe Cocker impersonation.
Because that's what he looked like he was doing. I thought, it was nice that somebody brought their friend with palsy here. But he wasn't. He was just fucked up going, "I'm your nightmare." Oh, you know what? The thing that bothers me is two things that bother me.
Tell us.
Only two?
No, a lot of things bother me. But at the Fish
Start
Show...
Start with two.
There's only two things. Now, I assume that the people who bring their dogs are the vendors and they don't go into the show. Because I can't imagine you leaving your fucking dog in a car for 3 hours while you're stoned.
No, you son of a bitch. You should burn in hell.
Yeah, I don't think you should do that. It's not very nice.
No.
The other thing is why do you bring toddlers to these shows? First of all, the music is loud. Second of all, everybody there is drinking. Or doing drugs, or both, or all three.
Well, Ira's the only one who has kids. Ira, would you do that?
No, I wouldn't. But I see people bringing kids to everything, you know. And
Is it our generation?
Kids are welcome at Viper shows, though.
Yeah,
they are.
Because they don't think they're
sometimes
watching a band.
They ask are you in a band?
I remember starting to go to concerts in the late 80s. I don't remember people bringing their children.
No, not stuff like that. Especially not a fish.
No, it's so inappropriate. And everybody, even though you're not supposed to smoke in the lawn at Verizon Wireless, everybody's smoking cigarettes for one thing.
Yeah.
People are throwing shit. People are throwing plastic cups of beer and beer cans.
I guess they just think like, hey, back in the day, man, Woodstock, I mean, there's a zillion kids running around.
A kid today, if you take away the iPad, how can they pay attention to anything?
Yeah.
A 5-6-year-old, you know, mommy, I love fish. Bullshit. I don't know. Whatever floats your boat. I'm not saying you assholes. Oh, yeah, I watched this last night. Did you guys watch this?
No.
Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah, that's so funny.
I had to skip ahead.
Do things jump out at you on this ride?
Yeah, baby.
Because I just want to hear it.
Good evening.
Here we go. Here we go. So they're on an elevator.
I'm David Pumpkins.
I saw this clip.
I'm gonna scare the hell out of you.
That's ridiculous. I don't want to play the whole thing.
Tom Hanks hosting for the 9th time.
13th.
Thought it was the 9th.
No, I thought it was the 13th. Maybe it was the 9th, I don't know. But I thought it was the 13th. He's dressed up with a wig on. The premise of the bit is it's a haunted building, and you're riding in the elevator, and the door opens up, and something scares you. So they tease you with, like, real frightening things.
This would be 100 stories of this.
Yes, and then the door opens up, and it's Tom Hanks in a suit that's covered in jack-o'-lanterns, and a tie that's got jack-o'-lanterns on it, and then Horatio Sanz, and who's the other guy?
Bobby Moynihan and somebody else.
Who's the other guy? Yeah, they're wearing skeleton outfits with white wigs, and they're just doing this techno dance, and he's like, I'm David Pumpkins. And at the end of it, he goes, what does he say? Any questions? Yeah. And the people on the elevator just confused. Yes, we have questions. So,
if it wasn't Tom Hanks, it would have probably been one of their gimmicky, stupid sketches. But Tom Hanks made it.
Yeah, he made it. It was a gimmicky thing, even with him. But he made it funny. Yeah. And we were laughing.
But him as the redneck on Black Jeopardy?
Yeah.
That was
very funny.
So
I actually watched Saturday Night Live. Can you believe that? I fell asleep when Lady Gaga came out.
Yeah, that was
when Keenan went to shake his hand, and he was like, whoa.
He started backing away from him.
Yeah. Scared to shake his hand.
And then the last one was Black Lives Matter, right?
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, we started to like.
Hold on a minute there.
But it was they had like a lot of layers to it. I mean, like a lot of meaning to that sketch is what I felt.
And they
like.
were a little rough on Hillary in the debate thing at the beginning too.
They were, but it was still funny. And I loved how Alec Baldwin said the one Baldwin. What did he say?
The most famous Baldwin.
You
got the best Baldwin brother, Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin.
That's funny.
Because didn't he just say that he doesn't think it's funny? He doesn't think the Alex impression is funny? Isn't he a Trump supporter?
Trump tweeted that. I bet you anything he likes it.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Because he knows him. They have to know each other.
What the fuck is Stephen Baldwin doing now anyway?
He's a right-wing Republican who advocates for all that stuff.
He always looks like he's in pain. He's always looked like, he causes us pain.
What's the other Baldwin guy? There's Billy.
Billy Daniel. Daniel's my second favorite Baldwin.
Daniel's the one that was in the vampire movie with James Woods,
That's
John
right.
Carpenter movie.
Yeah.
Which was called what? Vampires?
Vampires,
yeah. Yeah, I dug that movie.
Yeah, it was pretty decent.
Time those guys getting here. They're going to be getting here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Any minute now.
Well, what do you want to do? You want to?
No, I want to see you guys watching The Walking Dead tonight. You're going to wait? What?
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to be able to talk about it with Steph for a while.
I'm watching it. I'm giving it this episode. And if they don't bring me back, then I'm tapping out.
Who do you think they killed? Now, keep in mind, spoiler
alert.
No,
I don't watch.
And also, speculative alert, because we haven't watched it yet. Jeff, who do you think?
Glenn and possibly Abraham.
Glenn and Abraham? Now, why would they add Abraham? Because he's not in the comic book?
No, he is in the comic book, but he's dead in the comic book.
Okay.
And just a lot of people have been speculating based on seeing these people around the set. There was a lot of talk that it was maybe Maggie they were going to kill because people didn't see her anywhere around Sonoy. But our friend Jen said she spotted Maggie in Sonoy.
She did?
Could be a dream sequence.
Yeah, it could be.
I say Glenn.
Glenn.
For sure.
All right.
And maybe Michonne. Just because.
No way, it's Michonne.
Just because Rick can't have any sort of happiness or whatever. And also because I don't want them to be together anymore.
Well, now it's another season full of them being tortured and bullied by somebody more dominant than they are. So, I mean, it's happened to them before.
It's like you said, the whole cuckold thing.
I don't know about that.
But, you know, I wish I had read the comic book so I'd know if I need to be sad or...
They're talking about possibly cutting Rick's hand off this episode.
Oh, that's right, because his hand is missing.
In the comic books.
Right.
The governor cut off his hand in the comic books.
Why didn't they do that in the show?
Well, they said that they didn't want to pay the CGI out.
That makes sense.
His hand.
Uh-huh.
It's always about
20
money,
seasons too. Or whatever.
That makes sense, yeah.
So that's why I'm not sure if they're going to do it this time, because they've said before they didn't want to pay the CGI the hand out. And Kirkman said he wishes he hadn't cut Rick's hand off in the comic book.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they won't. Maybe they'll leave it on.
Yeah.
But you think that's pretty
but
likely.
In some of the promos they show, they talk about after the kill. Did you see that part where Negan's saying stuff about, did I just kill your right-hand man or whatever? And then he drags him into the trailer to possibly cut off his hand.
Oh, I didn't see that, no.
So what did they end up doing without ruining it? What did they end up doing for Negan if you read the comic book?
Well, they captured him. And they held him in prison for a long time.
Uh-huh.
But he was always saying, hey, I'm not that bad, you know, I'm on your side, we're against the zombies, blah, blah, blah. And he's always trying to get out. And in the comic books, eventually he escapes. And it's right when they're starting this thing called the Whisperer War.
Mm-hmm.
There's these other people that they take. You know how, like, when you cover yourself with guts from a zombie,
yeah,
you can walk among the zombies. These guys take, like, the skin of zombies and put it on, like, full masks and hands and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then they walk around inside the groups of walkers.
Yeah.
So, like, they can, like, a whole horde of walkers is attacking you. Then there's, like, some people that are real people in there with weapons, like, killing you and stuff.
I like
stuff.
That.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
So there's a war between Rick's group and them, the Whisperers. And Negan breaks out of jail and goes and kills the leader of the Whisperers.
Uh-huh.
Like, to try and get in Rick's good graces or whatever.
Right.
That's kind of where it's at in the comic book right now.
Oh, so... That's not going to happen on the show.
No, obviously. Not right now, anyway.
All right.
That's the future.
Yeah.
That's the future. All right, so we just got to get used to this guy torturing the shit out of all of them.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. All right. Well,
now it's in direct competition with Westworld for me on Sunday night, so I think Walking Dead will probably get watched the next day.
Behind on Westworld, so I can't really comment on that.
What do you think of that theory that the man in black is actually...
The guy who...
Jimmy...
I think
from the movie?
No, Jimmy Simpson. Is the man in black in two different timelines.
Oh, I haven't heard that theory.
Wait, what?
Jimmy Simpson.
Yeah, Jimmy Simpson, the guy that just went in with his friend and picked the white hat.
Yeah.
One of the old boys.
That is the, like, that is in the past.
Right.
And in the future, he becomes the man in black.
Oh.
And they're saying that when you see Jimmy Simpson's character, I forget what his name is, but when you see him, and they show, like, the Westworld logos. It's the old logos from the movie, from the original movie.
Right. Huh.
And then in the future, when you see the man in black and stuff, the logo looks like that W, that stylized W, the new logo.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. They're saying it's maybe...
Interesting.
Do you think he's the co-creator of the park?
I don't know.
The one that they say that is dead?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Oh, we're not supposed to be talking about this.
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, that's good.
Spoiler alert.
You will.
All right, who's the man in black in the what's
Ed
the
Harris.
Actor? So Ed Harris is really that other guy.
That's his theory.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
Now I was telling Tim, this guy that I know, he has this theory that the things, in, you know, like whenever they scalp the one dude and you got the map inside the head, that those are actually lines of code. That
lines of code, so they can, like, what, make a,
so they can, like, Mr. Robot the guy or something.
Yes, something like that. Yeah, right. Like control that controls that unlocks them, and then they have the freedom of free will.
Right, doing whatever they want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, they're here now, so let's take a break. I'll go let them in. Coming up, well, we told you at the beginning, we got Henry Zebrowski, who is Gary on Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell, and also Dave Willis, who's one of the creators of the show, also played Krampus.
Veteran of Radio Labyrinth podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Number 31.
That's right. We'll be right back.
Everyone watching this is going to hell.
Oh, no.
You're an idiot.
Oh, wow. Oh. Do I have your attention?
I don't know what's wrong with you.
The new season of Your Pretty Face is going to hell.
Yeah, there's more hell.
Beginning Sunday, October 23rd on Adult Swim.
Okay, everybody hang loose. I'll be back in 45 minutes.
I don't have a water bed. I don't give a shit. It doesn't matter.
I brought an extra.
You don't have a water
look at you.
Room temperature, but...
Anybody else need anything?
They say that in third world countries, it's room temperature.
It is lake temperature because it came from the lake of sludge.
All right, I'm good. So go for it, babe.
All right, everybody, welcome Dave Willis from Aqua Teen Hunger Force Squidbillies. Your pretty face is going to hell. Space Ghost Coast to Coast Archer and a previous guest on this podcast. Dave, hello.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm recurring now.
Yeah, thanks for coming back.
Special guest star.
That's right. You and Dan Carroll from Dragon Con will fight it out for the most host.
There you go.
And also this week, a very special guest, Henry Zebrowski. Hello from Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell.
So nice to be here. Thank you. Thank you for the attention.
One would say the star.
I am a center spoke, would say. I'm in there.
You are.
I'm in the mix. Which is really a lot of fun. Hail Satan, everyone. Thank you.
Also, you can hear Henry on Last Podcast on the Left with Marcus Parks and Ben Kissel. You can see him in Wolf of Wall Street, Heroes Reborn.
Yeah. Heroes Reborn's not coming back, but it's okay.
It's all right. You can get the blue.
Neither is A to Z, but he's in it.
I was in there.
All over it.
It's kind of like a ghost that continues to play. It's kind of like going into a haunted house, but it's my career.
And what was it? The Characters on Netflix, right?
Yes, we have a controversial episode of The Characters. So controversial, in fact, that I think that we are the sole reason why they didn't make a season two. It's kind of fun. Well,
thanks, guys, for taking time to stop by today. What are you guys doing in town? What are you finishing up? Doing a premiere show?
Tonight's the premiere, so are you having a party, a big premiere party or anything?
Yeah, we're getting nuts.
I don't know about a big premiere party. We're going to Java Lords down in Little Five Points.
And
we're gonna get probably like medium level drunk. I've been drunk since I got off the plane. I got here like 2 days ago to see the premiere of a Spring Break Zombie Massacre created by Sam and Maddie, which is like two young guys with Down syndrome who wrote and financed a zombie film
worked with
Shane Morton that does all of the creature designs and makeup effects for Your Pretty Face Going to Hell. And it is insane. It was insane. The devil kills two pregnant women, pulls their babies out of their stomachs, and then pees all over them.
Oh, Jesus.
And between Last Podcast and the Left and Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, like, I've done a lot of fucked up shit. But then we were watching it, and it was like all of us that were there from Pretty Face watching it were like, huh. Like, and it's like, oh, wow. That's a lot. Wow.
Trump talked about that in the last debate, didn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about, you know. Just, it's showing energy. Yeah. That's really all it is.
Did they ever get any script notes at all, or is it pretty much
I don't know.
Straight up?
It seems like it. Seems like a straight from the tap. But it is very creative. That's what my mom has said about every single thing I've ever done, so I'll say the same thing about the movie.
It's very creative.
My mom uses the word cute.
My dad says I don't understand.
Like, and then the hollow silence of like of the non-bridge of communication.
Oh, it's pretty funny.
My mom just refers to everything that I watch as those vampire shows. Even though there's only vampires on like one of the shows that I watch.
I'm watching Gilmore Girls, man.
She says it's cute when Gary's crapping out.
Oh no, I don't tell her when it airs. So she doesn't know. Honestly, doesn't even know the name of the show. I just call it a live action project that I'm still working on.
Honestly though, have they ever seen an episode of Pretty Face?
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, my dad showcased an episode of Space Ghost like 15 years ago at Thanksgiving, and it just went over like a fart in church. I remember at a certain point going, you get the idea. You know, walk into the VCR to shut it off. You know.
I got home this morning around 7:30. I took a friend of mine back to the airport, went to a concert last night, and I got into bed, and I started watching Your Pretty Face on demand,
And my girlfriend woke up. She goes, "What in the hell are you watching?"
Exactly.
Excellent. Yeah, exactly. That's what we're going for.
Was it the Krampus?
Yeah.
Krampus Nacht.
Yes.
It's like when I feel like that's always the bridge between me and other people when I show them Aqua Teen. It's like the thing about Aqua Teen is that there are some people who absolutely love it, and there's some people who don't understand words that are being said. They're like, literally, it's like my girlfriend will be like, "I just can't actually understand what the characters are saying." And I was just like, "You got to tune in.
Yeah.
You got to listen to the show." And
I'm just you watch it a few times, you start to get in on the wavelength. I always thought it was like Willie Nelson, like when he sings, like, way back from the mic, and then you have to like sit up in your chair and like really listen.
Yeah, it's just like just really get into it.
The only difference is you know all those songs, so you know what he's saying versus this, where you know.
Well, when I took a whole bunch of seasons of Aqua Teen on DVD to visit my cousin. He's my age, and he and I've always had the same sort of sense of humor, and he never really watched Adult Swim stuff. So I said, "Let's watch the show," and I put it on. First two episodes that I made him watch, he's like, I don't understand. I said, well, just give it some time. And by, you know, the fifth or sixth episode viewing, he was really into it. So.
That's really is. I feel like the same thing for Pretty Face, too, is that if you watch them all in one go, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. I think it's better to watch them in clouds, in waves of watching it, just in one go, in one like sitting in your stained underwear, like hungover sweat still all over your body, just like eating creamy soup out of a bowl, just... watching it for hours.
I can't eat and watch your pretty face. I spend half the time I'm laughing and I'm cringing
gagging
at the same time. Absolutely.
God, I'm just so used to it. I'll just eat a whole bunch of just bisque and watch me get raped in that show over and over again.
It's like a Marine.
When he was talking about Krampus, you know, the last time you were here, I always said that's one of my favorite episodes. I did not realize you were Krampus.
Oh, really?
Until afterwards. And then I watched it again. I was like, holy fuck, that's you.
Yeah, how long did that makeup take? And how long did you have to sit around with that makeup on?
I love to see him do it. He's sitting there because, you know, he comes and laughs at us getting the makeup put on us. And then, like, while he's sitting there getting the ribbed prosthetics on his face getting glued on, he's like, eyes bloodshot. He's like, I hate myself.
We did all night shoots, too, because we had a shoot in a mall, like Stonecrest Mall. Somehow Stonecrest, like you can rent out Stonecrest for $5,000.
Like,
no, this is crazy.
Wow.
I mean, for a night shoot, but I'm telling you.
It's an entire mall.
I might rent that whole mall. I mean, just the utilities alone.
Like, just doing skateboard vids. You just set up your iPhone doing ollies everywhere. It'd be awesome.
Recreate the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, and then we shot all night at that place right next to the Stranger Things. You know, you guys saw Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
The building, you know, the building, the weird building with the
where the
grill.
Science people were.
Yeah.
We go in there. The entire crew's wearing ventilator masks. Everybody's just been like, gotta be careful because of the things in the air. There's, you know, all sorts of asbestos in the air. We're not wearing masks. We're in full body makeup. We walk in and they're all like, just so you know, just everybody be careful. There is active poison on the wind. And I was just like, what about us? And they're like, actors. There are many actors.
Let's do that really long scene. Let's do some improv.
really roll it out. But it was really scary. What I liked was is that when we had the little boy there, two things that I thought was funny about Krampus is that we had a little boy that you're supposed to lick, right, with the super long tongue. And
Eric Rakestraw.
Yes, he's a good kid, but he was scared of you, mm-hmm, very much so, which is great because you were deeply in character.
Yes.
You
yes
disappeared into Krampus.
So creepy. Oh, I would kill any. Will you please say just one time, close the shed? It makes me
close cry. The shed. Close the shed.
I love it. But then we had a little person there that was supposed to be the kid's double because you're not supposed to legally lick a kid. But then they got the rubber tongue and then it was okay to lick the real boy.
Yeah, you can use the prosthetic. You can rub a prosthetic vagina
all over
a boy. But when you get a real one out, that's when the union gets involved.
Is that season 3? We're going to see some of that.
I don't know if Krampus could. No, well, what do we see? We have a pregnancy episode. It's coming out next week.
Yes.
Tonight's is pretty funny. It's Gary gets involved with. Gary gets hired by Satan to redo the orientation video, and he gives it a very hip hop bent.
Yeah,
straight out of Hades.
It's about like making it fresh and making it real, making it sweet, making it cool.
Yeah, so then he has massive success with it. So then he remakes all the internal videos with the same straight out of song.
Yes, it's all like deeper, deeper, weirder, esoteric covers of Straight Outta Compton, which was really fun to do. I cannot rap. We like literally in the studio were trying to get me to rap, but I just can't. My Polish blood like won't like let my mouth move correctly.
Coagulated.
It's not in our DNA.
Can't do it.
So your pretty face is going to hell. Obviously, this will be out after it premiered, but it premiered Sunday, October 23rd, today at 11:30 p.m. You can watch it on demand all the time, right?
Yes. Yeah, and we get that cash straight to
we're
us.
We're on Hulu. The first two seasons are on Hulu, mm-hmm. too, so yeah.
I also want to tell the story of like when Shane does have a bunch of rubber vaginas because he does make all of this stuff called, you ever heard of Gorno?
No.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I can see you. the gleam in your eyes, but it's you know, it, for the layman, it's for basically people have sex with each other in Gorno and then they like rip each other's body parts off. Like, you know, like he was showing this whole these footage of two ladies pretending to literally eat each other out where they would like pull the vaginas off the other person and it's all covered in blood. So Servito brought his kids to set, which was really cute. Oh. Really, really cute. And I forgot, I don't know if we've ever heard this story. I come in there and I guess Max, his son, was his son's is he goes in there, he lifts up this thing, which is he basically finds out is a rubber vagina that Shane had in a, like in a drawer, like he has a drawer of the like different body parts, and he's just like, what's this? More like it's a smile. I was just like trying to make it into a smile.
And you rubbed beard, it all over beard? Him.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Just look at it. Just try it. Well, kisses, give it kisses.
Was it a 70s smile? I mean,
look at the it was a 2016 gotcha. Smile. Yeah. A Tumblr smile.
Tumblr. Mm. Yeah, we know. That whole genre where there's that you were talking about, but then there's also these people that have, you know what the fleshlight is?
Mm. No, come on. Yeah. Don't know.
What's that, Tim?
It's an artificial vagina inside of a plastic thing that looks like a fleshlight. And you have sex with it, but they
isn't
make
it hard to clean.
Yeah, that's why I threw mine out.
Well, because apparently you're supposed to. You can wash it out with a hose or like something or like a faucet. They say to hook it up to the faucet, but they recommend technically putting it in the dishwasher.
Yeah, well, it's because silicone foam and it won't break up. But I hadn't used mine in like a month and a half.
Right next to the sippy cup.
And I opened it up the can I had it in, and I looked into it, and it was all moldy. So I just kind of threw it away.
Yeah,
good move.
It was moldy.
Yeah, well, that's all we need to talk about. But no, they have those that are now that they have Smurf blue, and they have,
oh, they have like the Walking Dead ones. That
yeah,
are like
they're zombies.
Zombie mouth.
That's great.
Yeah,
I think anything that keeps us from killing each other. Like I think that, like if you can just because people for a long time you had to kill a woman and make your own fleshlight for a long time. And I think it's really good now that we have these. Or fucking animals, but nobody, like, that's also very difficult.
Well, they have that too. They have the furry people, they have the horse dildo, horse cock dildo, or the dog dildo. And they use these things, and they're very scary looking because they you know, fan out and then go back into a to a point.
Yeah. When you say they use these things.
I keep it at the blue Smurf flesh.
Do you think that we're on the scale of like Hadron Collider, Empire State Building, like dog cock dildo? Like it's like it's all technically a beautiful part of the human imagination.
Yes. Yeah. It's got to be in the middle someplace.
Hey, it's supply and demand, man. It's
exactly.
Right.
You can imagine.
I thought you were going like Nobel Prize. Like right. what was your? I was trying to follow where you were going with that.
Just
like,
thinking about just how capable
technological
we are.
Achievements.
Yeah. Yes.
Bill Johnson invented the horse cock dildo for furries.
I did it to make my wife happy.
The Nobel Prize for deviance.
Leave the dog alone, I said.
I'll make you a rubber one. What else?
So where?
All right, good night, everybody.
Where do you guys film your pretty face usually? Do you have in a studio?
We're in Fulton. We're on Fulton Industrial.
Yeah, a machine shop in Fulton Industrial.
It's just like if you want to get the horriblest butt
blowjob from a trucker, or you want to see the set of Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell, you go down Fulton Industrial.
Do you guys stay at the Travelodge over there when you're in town?
Love the Party Room.
Yeah.
They have a place called the Party Room, which has got like gray balloons like painted on the side of it. It's just being like, what happens in there? I don't think, I don't see, here is a fucking like noisemaker.
What was the, what's the strip club that just, the sign just says sophisticated lady?
Like,
I'll bet that's neither. Yeah.
What if that's like stripper term for like women with no feet?
Well, there was the one time we were leaving the set at like 1:30 in the morning, and I was so late getting there that morning that my light on my gas gauge was on E, like lit the whole way, and I was like, I cannot get home. The car will die, so I got to pull over somewhere, and I'm already mapping out the strategy at 1:30 in the morning on Fulton, and so I just pull into this gas station. I've got money in both hands. I run to the thing. All of a sudden, three people pop out of the bushes, come straight for me. Hey, man, what's up? I just start throwing money everywhere, get back in the car.
You get a dollar, and you get a dollar.
Right. It's too bad you didn't have some of those horse dildos. I feel like fine.
There's that, too.
What that is.
I tuck a little dollar in the horse dildo.
You've just made a man's stocking life stuffer better today.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to know, Gary seems like such a good guy, really.
Thank you.
Have you guys done an episode that shows why Gary went to hell?
No. And we do kind of have an idea on tap, and fingers crossed we don't get canceled.
Please, for the love of God, don't cancel us.
but we have an idea where that's going to be like a flashback. And I don't know that this will be it, but originally the idea was that Jesus came to Gary and told him that he needed to go in front of the Chick-fil-A on Moreland and masturbate at 3:00 in the afternoon on a Thursday.
I don't know.
And Jesus is just speaking to him everywhere, and he's just ignoring it. It's just crazy. And then had he done it, he would have saved a sniper from shooting up a busload of kids. But then the other idea was just like, he just got his tie stuck in an escalator, and he just used the Lord's name in vain, like right before his
God
head just popped.
That's really funny.
A dream of
one strike policy.
Spend one day in that writer's room just hanging out.
It's tense.
What do you mean?
Well,
you guys don't just sit around and get blazed, because if you did that, you probably wouldn't come up with anything funny. So you gotta be demented.
The laptop would be broken.
Yeah.
People ask that all the time and been like, oh, you guys just must get fucking crazy stoned and come up with ideas. It's like most of my ideas when I'm stoned are horrible.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I actually, there's a friend of mine who asked me to sort of help with the screenplay of his, and we got very high beforehand, and it was also like Los Angeles weed.
Yeah,
you know, so
fucking super cyber weed.
I'm not a big smoker, you know, so like it really just devastated me.
Yeah,
and he showed me a cut of his movie, which was insane, very artsy at times, you know, but at times just like I'm like, am I loving this because I'm high? And then he broke out the laptop. And I was like, what am I supposed to do with that, you know?
Right, man.
Yeah, and I don't know. Mixed results, I think. Mixed results.
You just come up with, it's like the ideas are too thinky. Yep. They're never actually gut funny, because it's like trying to describe the thing that you're laughing at in your own head. It's like really, it's like trying to describe a dream to somebody, because you've made five jumps in logic to get to the funny part. But in order to get to that part in a script, it would take hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it also helps. I mean, you know, Chris and I will just, we'll come up with something, and then we'll just, like, let it marinate for a day, you know, and, you know, it's time. I mean, it's an element of time that, you know, you eventually get to the thing that really makes it click, you know, but it's hardly ever, you know, an instantaneous quick thing, and, I don't know if marijuana would enhance that situation at all.
To coke.
You know?
Yeah, dude.
That works.
I know that, the writing is so tight, and that's what makes it funny. And even if it's super crazy or what you're looking at visually, it blows your mind away if you're not used to something like that. But the writing, it all ends up being what makes the show funny, from whether it's Aqua Teen, Squidbillies, or that.
If in fairness, and I wouldn't say this if Henry was here, but you know, there's a lot of ad libs.
Mm-hmm. We ad lib shit, but it all fits into the same vein. It's just so it, right. like it's not it's never like that big of a jump. It's like they come up with all the ideas. We're just more like I massage things into Gary's mouth sometimes. I mean, that sounds but it's true. The idea, that's why Aqua Teen always worked. It's that same thing. It's a very it's intense presentation of what then become like weirdly human ideas, like yeah. really kind of like small ideas that are played on this huge scale, which I think is really cool. I think that a part of what makes us you know, interesting comedy is the fact that it's like it's you have to get past the first. It's almost like a barrier of how intense the visuals mm-hmm. are, and then you start realizing they're characters. Yeah. They're actually like humans in there.
Shake Like Me is one of those episodes where you have to buy the fact that he got bitten by a radioactive black man, and then yes. turned into yes. a black.
And then we took every racist trope
exactly
and just went a million miles with it. Yeah,
and hanging out with Boxy. No man, you gotta
love Boxy.
Yeah,
your Muslim name is Mokashika Khan.
It's like your Mel Brooks influence.
I got my bling blang.
Well, you mentioned, you know, I guess that Gary does horrible things or what. I mean, the thing about it, Henry's like so likable, you yeah. know, and he's
it's a challenge
projects
to
a vulnerability too that he can sort of get away with doing occasionally horrible things, but mostly you're a victim anyways, you know.
And if you don't do them, what's Satan going to do to you? I always feel like you have to do these horrible things. Like, you don't want to do them.
Not all the time. I also just think that Gary is it's becoming more like essentially kind of an American character. He's also just really stupid. Like, he's really sweet, but he's incredibly, incredibly stupid. And I'd say in my head, it's always like that's a part of why I think he just got into hell a lot of times, that he just stupid his way in there, where he just is so ignorant and willfully ignorant and also egotistical, but also at the same time, like, crazy vulnerable because he's a born victim. So it's like it's both. He's just constantly vacillating between a man who knows every single thing about everything that exists, and he's the one to drive it to, and then they're also just like literally a shattered victim of rape.
One thing in the Krampus episode that cracked me up, and it was just so subtle, they can teleport out of hell onto Earth, but they had to carry a bathtub up the steps.
To do it.
The drowning tub,
yeah.
Whichever's the most difficult.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we just had an episode this season where, you know, they just take an elevator to Area 51.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, if they could do this, why don't they just leave hell altogether?
Can't be spending time
our boss
explaining.
Is still going, wait, who can see them and who can't?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Well, just go with it. It'll be fine.
It's just a show, man. Relax.
It'll be fine.
I had wondered almost ultimately if the point was, if you were going to make the point that it doesn't matter if you're good or bad, I mean, as far as like going to heaven or hell, it's just random. Just... you could be like the greatest person and still go to hell.
Now we're getting bleak.
I mean, I don't think, you know, I mean, I do think we follow those religious tenets, but I don't think we, you know, I mean, it's not like we have a religious axe to grind. I mean, Chris and I both grew up in the church, and we'll occasionally throw in a joke. I mean, we were talking the other day, I was listening to there was this old George Carlin album where he was talking about this guy who, it's no longer a sin to eat a meat on Fridays, but think about those people in hell. Still in hell on the meat wrap, you know. And I was like, I thought that would be a good episode. We do like just sort of a courtroom drama where you're hired to defend this guy who's still in, but then you find out he ate human meat on Friday.
It's just like, what did you? You didn't tell me.
You should have told us before I took this course.
Speaking of, you did that episode of Schumer. That was like one of the best ones ever. We were one of the jurors on the 12 Angry Men.
The 12 Angry Men episode.
That was
fun.
That was great.
That was like that was really crazy to show up on set and you see all these fucking movie stars. I had no clue what I was doing. I was told I was doing a sketch for Amy Schumer, and then I showed up and it was like John Hawkes and Jeff Goldblum and Paul Giamatti all in a room, and I was like, what is happening? But it was, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to improv a lot.
Yeah.
They're all very nice.
I was going to ask you.
Paul Giamatti pitched him on doing Pretty Face.
Really?
But he says that he won't do full body makeup anymore since that was the movie that he did. It was Galaxy Quest. Was it Galaxy Quest? I forgot what it was.
No, he wasn't in that.
He was in some
Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes. He was just like, I just don't do full body makeup anymore. I was just like, but we'll get you.
John dies at the end, right? I mean, he would do it. We're not going to turn him into like one of those blue creatures from Avatar. I mean, if we got Paul Giamatti, are you kidding me?
We would get him.
Roll out the...
Oh, have him put on his John Adams makeup.
Yes.
And then he's just John Adams in hell.
I had to write an email. We were stunt casting before we ended up with Dustin Diamond. No, it wasn't Dustin, because Dustin Diamond plays himself in this upcoming season. But not for the whole season, just an episode. But I was sending an email to a person. I'll leave him. But he's sort of famous, you know, and I was like, I know somebody who knows him. I think we can get him. As I'm writing the email, I'm just going, this is horrible. You know, he's not going to want to take a red eye from L.A. I wanted to describe the food situation. We had a boom operator who took the last three meatballs of one of our shoots.
That was really rough.
There was a big crisis with the meatballs.
And they go out and get sandwiches. Yeah. But listen, we have people that can't handle these. People will handle these situations.
But everyone turned on her, remember? Shakira, yes. The boom operator. She took seven meatballs. And she just got a normal, healthy amount of meatballs. But
she took the last ones.
She took the last ones. That
That's
was
the
thing.
That's
and it annoying. Became like a Lord of the Flies situation where everyone turned on her.
Clicked on
her.
There's
no
like,
other protein.
She took the last of the meatballs.
And as I'm writing this email to him, I'm going, you don't want to do this. Never mind. Never mind. I'm a big fan.
How did you, Dave, get on, get that gig as the Coconut Crunchos cop?
Oh, that's a, yeah.
On Atlanta.
I stole
on
your
Atlanta.
Question.
Alex Orr, who produces Your Pretty Face, is producing Atlanta.
Okay.
And also I know the guys at Floyd County who do Archer, and they're an FX show. Mm-hmm. And they do all the animation that comes through. FX kind of put all these guys together.
Mm-hmm.
And got the gig. Thrilled to do it. So cool.
Are you watching Atlanta?
Yes.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's incredible. It looks great. It's original. I see people I know in little bit parts that mm-hmm. pop up here and there, and I'm thrilled for them. Mary Kraft, who plays Crystal on Squidbillies, got a nice notice in the New York Times about her thing in Atlanta. It's just an original show, and it's also sort of a part of the South where it's like, oh, yeah, I know this. You know, I know this, mm-hmm. but I don't ever see it on TV, mm-hmm. you know, and that's cool.
Yep.
And the episode you were on was so great. Yeah, they did the whole parody of the BET and
Montague
show.
Yeah, no, it was very funny. My favorite episode was the one where he's in jail and he just can't get out all day long. But, I mean, it's super funny, but it's also kind of like dark and real and just like, man.
It's a nice,
amazing.
Nice update to that Louis C.K. genre of shows, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Not comparing the two, but I'm just saying that it flows and everything goes in and out.
But it can be surreal. Like, you don't know what the heck's going on sometimes. I mean, just the way that he's...
Yeah.
Well, Justin Bieber was black.
Right.
Episode, which was...
True. Yeah.
What did they do with it? What did they just find? They literally just said he had, like, black parents or...
No, it was just... They just said, this is Justin Bieber and he's black and he's acting like an asshole.
That's really funny. I haven't seen it. I have
they
to
haven't
see
pissing
it.
In a
you haven't seen
stuff,
any of it?
Yeah. Justin Bieber really doing. So how many episodes really of Pretty Face are we getting this season?
You're getting six in this bunch, and then we're editing the other six, which will air early in 2017. So we just finished an edit on episode called Golden Fiddle Week, where Dana Snyder, who played Shake, and now he plays a character called Troy, they have a week every year where they try to recruit new souls, where they go up on Earth and they challenge people, not just at fiddling, but at anything that they're particularly good at.
Yeah.
They just happen
I'm
to have golden fiddles.
Yes.
Yes. So Gary challenges an entire roofing crew, and of course he wins because they just let him root.
I love doing all that.
Dana ends up playing Troy, who is just an alcoholic, and he just spends the whole week drinking at a bar, and he loses his golden fiddle in a bar trivia contest. So they have to eat from the tree of knowledge to get the fiddle back.
Oh, man. So,
yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be. I mean, I've watched all of them too many times already, so I've been dying for this third season. So
I honestly believe we have made our best shit. I think this is our most, I don't know, of mine. You've watched it. I actually haven't seen any of the last edits. I've just seen the edits of the first two. Everything I've seen, though, it just feels like it's better than
yeah.
it was.
Yeah, I mean, the one tonight, Straight Out of Hades, and the pregnancy one is really good. Scary's pregnant with Satan's satanic love child.
And we have an alien episode, but they didn't want to take any of my information that I know about the many races of aliens. Well, technically 13 races of aliens that we have dealt with the, our U.S. government and, you know, using their technologies
now,
in exchange for the people we let them abduct.
I know the Greys.
No?
That's all I know. The Greys and the Anunnaki. Are the Anunnaki the Greys?
Well, that's very interesting. There's actually a very
how much time do we have?
Plenty.
The Anunnaki is a combination of possibly the Greys, possibly the Reptilians.
All right.
Depends on what you want. The Anunnaki were just the group of people that came down and essentially had sex with monkeys to make humans mm-hmm. in order to build the ship to go back. Well, the first they had a mine for gold.
Yes.
To get them their fuel for their ships so they could go back.
Now, what are the Elohim?
The Elohim are the same thing as the Anunnaki.
Okay. So they're just two different names for the same beings
yes.
over here.
The
you ever heard about
ones.
These, like, about 6-inch tall blue insect metallic robot-looking aliens?
There's the ones, because there's several types of grays, right? You have tall white grays, which are like the boss grays that are like actually like brainy types, right? Then there are mantis sort of like that are like that. They're tinier. They're worker creatures. Essentially, they're robots. And then the grays that we normally think about, which are the ones with the like the big eyes, those are also machines created by the tall whites to abduct us and basically put us through all of the different
when
processes.
When I was a kid, prior to being 10 years old, I saw in the base of a hollow tree about 6-inch tall, blue, metallic robot, basically, that looked like an insect. I was prior to 10 years old because I moved in 1980. That's
could it have been one of those Rock'em Sock'em robots?
No, this would have been in the 70s, and they didn't have that stuff then. But they have those kind of toys now that like you can control and have all that. You know, the articulation and
you
stuff like that, but
time travel.
Yeah, maybe that's what I was going to say. Maybe
I was always scared of that tree as a kid, and then I saw that thing in there, and so every time when I would walk past that tree, I would stuff sticks in there, and then eventually somebody patched it up with like some black goop, like they put a bunch of goop
black.
In there. Well, that's the thing. Years later, after I had moved, I never forgot about it, but I happened to be delivering newspapers down that street that tree was on, and they were cutting that tree down. And there was like a burrow truck there.
Yeah.
And two guys working the chainsaw. They cut the tree down. I was delivering the papers. I went down the whole street. And then as I was coming back the other side of the street, they had stopped. And there was like a U.S. government, like one of those white. There was
See,
one of those
guys?
White government tag. It was like a black sedan. And there were two guys in suits. And they watched. Well, the two burrow guys took the sections of the tree and hooked them and put them all into a truck, and then they drove away, and the black government car drove away.
You
too.
Guys make sure you get all of that, all right? Because that's an alien's house, all right? Guys, I say that out loud. I should have said that out loud.
I think it was.
It was the Keebler aliens.
The alien house is being neutralized.
Yes.
Excellent. Yay. Don't worry. No, no, no. We're going to turn it into rocking chairs for the elderly. but no, it's maybe you saw some version of what the Icelandic people called a Hildefik. Which is the hidden people. So maybe it's some form of what I do believe that there is a pan occult theory that aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, gnomes, elves are all the same thing. They're part of interdimensional possible entities that kind of poke their way through and kind of work our way into our brains.
I think some of the Bigfoot are left over from when the giant mound builders left.
Yes.
The giant mound builders who were here before the Native Americans.
The big men, the big, tall, red-headed men.
Right. That had double rows of teeth, upper and bottom.
Yes.
Right.
Giants.
There.
What about the clowns in the woods?
No, absolutely.
Clowns in the woods.
Absolutely. Please tell the story about the guy who works at the bank.
So,
can you tell this?
Yes, of course. There was a I was in a diner in Midtown with me, Ben Kissel, Marcus Parks, well, the guy, the host from last podcast on the left. And we're sitting, we're talking about aliens and shit. We're talking about UFOs. And this guy comes up to us in a suit and a, like a little, like a name tag from Chase Bank. It's his manager under it. And he was like, hey, and it, his name was Dick Bunch. Because his name was Richard, quote unquote, Dick Bunch. And it said it on the thing. And he was like, you guys talking about aliens? We're like, yeah. Yeah, he's just like, so you guys like know stuff about, you guys know about MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network? I was like, yeah, of course, yeah. You know, he's like, well, do you know the connection between aliens and the ancient bloodlines that control the United States of America? And I was like, as a matter of fact, I do. I know all about that. And he was like, come by the bank tomorrow, 3 p.m., and we'll talk. We'll do this. And I was just like, all right. So the next day I show up. He's sitting in the bank. He's the manager of Chase Bank. Literally on Madison Avenue, like full on business Chase Bank. It's like people in suits in there, and he's like, "So glad you came. Come with me." We go into a back room. So he's like, "Tell me what you know." And I literally was like, told him the whole thing, like Anunnaki, like helped created modern human in order to like be like slaves for them, and then they used that mixed bloodline, ended up being like a part of like the Illuminati, and they started running all the various world governments. Blah blah blah. It's like he's looking out the window. Like through blinds, and he's like, "We're too close to the street. We need to go to another room." We go to another room, and he's just like, "There's a war going on." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he broke down this whole thing about how there's a war between the reptilian bloodlines, the black nobility that runs the world, and like Bechdel, the gigantic international companies that make up the NWO, and the human bloodline of Jesus, the only pure human bloodline that lives, Jesus and his many wives. Like Jesus had like 25 wives, and those children are now the only true humans left in society, and he's one of them, and they're a part of this lifestyle. And he was like telling me all the shit about how, you know, FEMA and home security, like all that, like they're buying guillotines for these gigantic, like millions and millions of guillotines to do these like weird blood sacrifice rituals that will open up the pyramids and let the reptilians back in, like all this crazy shit. And he's a bank manager. He's like a manager of a bank, and he has this big phone. He has like a big old school, like, you know, like many layered, like, you know, those like old phones that go like, did it, like that you'd hear like on the train where people like intercom-y. He had one of those. He was like, "Oh, my mom's calling me." Literally like has a conversation with his mom, because I guess he does live with his mother. We then exchange numbers and we start like texting for a little bit. And he's like, "I got some people I need you to meet." Mm-hmm. He's like, "You had to come," because originally I'm trying to hook him to be on the show. And I told him about the show, and he's just like, "No, because he's like, I don't do comedy.
I work at a bank."
Yeah, like, oh, I can't be sullying my reputation. And then finally my girlfriend at the time, as I was like telling her about this, she was like, "How far do you really want to go?
Really?
Like as a human being?" And I was like, "I guess I can't do this." So I just like deleted his number. And then every once in a while I would just get weird mass texts where it would like first start talking to me, and like you'd send me weird articles, and then it would be him and like inviting me to a Latin club. Like, all this like weird shit. But yeah, there's lots of that out there.
Oh, man.
So he could have been like your Tommy Lee Jones, you know, Men in Black situation. You could have been getting invited into that, and you shunned it.
I don't know. I think he just wanted to blow me at a Latin show.
It's all come to this.
That's his initiation. That was his
Dick,
initiation.
Where are the guillotines? Oh, yeah, we didn't bring them.
But do you want another glass
of
my alien fleshlight? Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, Season 3, premiered Sunday, October 23rd at 11:30 p.m. You can watch it online.
On the Adult Swim app, too.
Well, hang on a minute. You can watch it on the Adult Swim app.
You can watch it on AT&T in about 4 days.
Yeah.
And Hulu. Yes. Seasons 1 and 2 if you want to get all caught up.
I say straight up steal it to watch it, but I don't think you're legally allowed to say that, right? Are we not?
I don't think it's something that we are encouraged.
Okay, yeah, I'm just saying,
it's
like,
not
watch
even
it.
Steal a bowl, really.
I mean, it's good because then apparently that's what they're saying, is that if you look at how many times they pop up on torrent websites, that actually is the true popularity of a television
that
show.
Is.
Yes, but not the true amount of money that the television network receives on behalf.
Popularity doesn't matter.
They're going after all those torrent sites anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's done.
Get one and they keep shutting it down. Go to the next one, they shut that down.
Is that right? Are they losing the battle?
Yeah, they are. Good. At least the ones that you can
Fuck
access
them.
In America.
But they actually never truly go away.
Right. There's mirrors of them and stuff all over the place. And
How do you know?
When one dies, one another one pops up.
I'm too afraid to use them anymore. Back 10 years ago, I didn't care, but now I don't. You know, it's not worth paying $25,000 trying to steal something that I could buy for $9.
They would literally get. They can get you.
Yeah,
and they want to because they're watching you through your MacBook. When I saw the thing, when I was watching, it was Mark Zuckerberg was doing some talk and showed his laptop behind him. Same thing, and then a piece of paper taped over the fucking camera. If he's got his camera covered.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They are watching us masturbate for hours. Yeah.
Well, that's why I put on a good show for him.
Lots of facial expressions. Yeah. Like it's kabuki. Yeah.
Get the vibrator out. Yeah. You're getting more than you bargained for, buddy. And yes, I am watching tranny porn.
Oh, wow.
Well, just... what's her
name? You think that's what they show every candidate before they're running? They're just like, you're going to be... You're going to support the Second Amendment, you know, for everything, or we're going to show them your video from your MacBook.
Can you imagine that?
Can you imagine a picture? Can you imagine footage of Johnny Isaacson masturbating?
I thought you meant like it was a tranny porn vetting process.
No.
Donald Trump, wait, Hillary Clinton will keep Obamacare. I'm going to get rid of Obamacare. Oh, yeah. I'm watching cuckold porn. Yeah.
I actually wish it was so more dramatic than that. But I know that I can't imagine the dead shark like look in my eyes as I'm about to ejaculate. Like how horrible that would be to see.
Eyes.
Yeah, I mean,
there's nothing there.
The
there's
blue
just nothing
glow.
There.
No enjoyment.
No love.
No smiling.
No joy.
Mechanical.
Ever see ejaculate eyes?
How many of them went in the water that day? I wanted to say the first time I ever saw you, Henry, was. 6 years ago, you did those two Swedes Sweeting promos for
AMC. Shit. You are the only person that has ever seen them.
I love them.
What is that?
The Shining one, I cry. It's so good. Every single one of them were so good. I always wish you guys would expand it. I wish you would do it every year.
That was one of those where like, this is going to go on forever, guys. Don't even worry about it. Then everybody disappeared. I think the production company fell through, but that was so much fun.
I live for them. I thought they were great.
I really liked it. It's like, that's part of, that ended up being a part of my whole life where it's like it keeps coming back to horror and intensity, which makes me really happy. It's my favorite thing in the world.
I was just saying, how much time do you have left?
Like 5 minutes.
All right, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, but thank you. That really
I don't have to cut that out.
No.
It's a podcast. It's not a fucking radio. Oh, well, guys, man, this has been great. I wish you could stay longer, but I know you got stuff to do. But seriously, appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
This is always fun.
Oh, and take a cookie if you want. I made cookies today. So if you want one, they're Kit Kat Butterfinger cookies.
No,
oh,
sure.
Where are they? Yeah.
They're over there in that bowl. They might be good. I don't know. They might
Tupperware.
Be bad, but...
That sounds great.
Like gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free.
No.
Gluten-free. Blah.
They're not free of anything. I don't know. I don't even know if I baked them all the way. I just kind of took them out and brought them.
Oh, look.
So if you two
Holy
survive,
shit.
We're going to have some.
That's really good.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, aren't you guys supposed to go to dinner? You're going to ruin your appetite.
So
I'm a man.
Ira, the father of the group, reminds everyone.
The Jewish mother of the Don't do it.
Oh, it's such a good idea putting Kit Kats in cookies because of the textures.
Yeah, yes. Man. Well, come back at Christmas and you have some Oreo balls.
When are you going to do a conspiracy type show for Adult Swim? Ooh. There's got to be an angle there that would be funny.
We just did an episode of Squidbillies where, well, you can't even find it now. You know, it's amazing how Alex Jones has taken on such a role in this election. Because Alex Jones did a whole episode on Squidbillies.
He really did.
Some Hollywood elites.
Oh, nice.
Trying to talk you into putting fluoride in the water, and I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Two Hollywood elites from Conyers, Georgia.
Yeah. You know why he believes what he thinks the fluoride's doing, right? He has a whole thing about how fluoride makes kids gay.
Turning the frogs gay.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it also does the other thing.
Well, it makes your pineal gland drain up or dry up or whatever.
It stops us from being psychic.
Yes, exactly.
It calcifies us.
Yes, calcifies your pineal, which is your third eye.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is the same design that the Egyptians had when they wore their eye makeup. It was their pineal gland.
Interesting.
Yes. But I didn't know about this. I watch Alex Jones videos because they make me laugh. And also, he's telling the truth about Hillary.
She's sick.
She's very sick.
Look at her falling down.
It's because she's not using super.
I'm a man. But I'm a human. We did bleed blood.
But you know his whole Hemlock Grove thing?
Yes,
we did a whole
yes.
episode of Squidbillies that'll be starting next season. The the Knights of the Mystic Turquoise Goblet.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. They all meet in the woods in Dougal County. They're the most powerful men in North Georgia. So there's like a sheetrock contractor.
So it's like the Bohemian Grove, then there's the owl statue.
Yeah, it's like a grade B Bohemian Grove, and Early is trying to expose it.
Okay.
And he's got the whole conspiracy laid out in the fact shack.
People say Adult Swim is Illuminati because there's an owl on the building, and then there's the triangles and the eyes. And
I think we'd be all getting paid like a lot more money.
Yeah, exactly.
If we were.
Yeah, I think we'd know more secrets, and I don't know.
There's like, it's almost obtuse, I would say, are the people at Adult Swim. It's more like there's not letting anything in.
Well, they use predictive programming to predict the future and get you used to the new world order and the takeover.
Hey, I'm fine with it. I'm down with predictive programming if it's good. Yeah. It just needs to be good. Take my information. Just send me the good stuff. You know what I mean? Just like, as long as that's all fine. Have you seen Alex Jones's transcript, what he was doing live on Easter Sunday from his hot tub?
No.
Go do it. It is him shirtless. He's obsessed. I think he's been working out.
Yeah.
So he's been taking off his clothes a lot. And it's him alone in a hot tub, angrily screaming. And it's like the funny, it's fantastic. He is great. He's the best. He's the only honest man left in America.
And get your super male vitality. Available now at Infowars.com.
Infowars, prison planet.
Yeah.
He's got so much.
He makes a shitload of money. Oh, yeah. And you know what? That's all that matters to him, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Dave. Don't looked at me like he was afraid. I shouldn't have said something bad about Alex Jones.
No. I would believe me. I mean, I would. He's going to hear about that. Alex Jones meeting. To take on Squidbillies again. I feel like we missed the boat. We should have started a more public feud with him, not knowing that his star was rising at the time.
His star's not rising. It's like the world is getting slower. You know what I mean? It's like
that
it's
makes not, perfect sense.
Yeah, we are not. He's not getting more popular. We're getting dumber. So the whole thing is slowing down.
Joining me now is election expert, that creepy dude that worked for Donald Trump with the wig, Roger Stone. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah,
it's like a ghost.
Yeah, it was like tomorrow. Hillary's toast.
Yes.
And then you were like, what happened?
She talking up goobers on stage.
Meanwhile, he's like actively raping women.
Yeah.
And he just seems to be fine. He'll be, this is over. This is over so fucking soon. It's over so soon. Can
I've
you taste it?
I feel like I've lost a tooth in this election. Grinding, just grinding.
Every video on his website, you're watching it, and how can you take it seriously when a quarter of the way through with an ad pops up and says, get your Bill Clinton rape shirt.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton rape shirt. Click here.
And it's like one of those shirts that's like a tearaway shirt, like that you do for like motorcycle clothes. So it's supposed to.
Is that a picture of him raping?
No, it's a picture that says Bill Clinton's a rapist. And if you show up at a rally and get on TV, he'll give you $5,000.
No.
So that's why those people were showing up at those Clinton rallies, because they were getting paid by him.
That's awesome.
To get on TV. It's like the ultimate Baba Booey.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's better than
and
a
that Baba was the, was that the people that came up in front of the Obama thing where Obama sort of made fun of them?
Yes. If you get on TV yelling it, you get $1,000, I think. And if you get on with the Alex Jones official Bill Clinton is a rapist T-shirt, I think you get $5,000.
That's so smart.
Wow.
We should do that for Pretty Face. If you get arrested at the Vatican, we'll give you $25.
Or a Kit Kat cookie.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, lately, we've just been giving up YPF umbrellas to homeless people. And
that's. I think that's really smart.
I think it's really smart. Yeah.
Wonderful, man. Can I sell this? Thank you guys very much for stopping
Thanks,
by.
Thanks, y'all.
Yeah,
Hail Satan.
We're going to take a break, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we're just going to let him walk out.
Well, we're coming back is what I'm saying.
Yes. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth. What?
Nice. I was going to say, what? Now you can do.
Those guys were awesome.
Yes. Oh
totally hilarious.
Fucking story about the bank manager with the... With the alien shit and the Illuminati.
Should we blur out the guy's name? He said the guy's real name.
No, I don't know. I'd probably not. He might have made that up.
let's leave it in so see if we garner Google. Some Illuminati attention.
Dick
in
Bunch.
This might be our last show, everybody.
Nah.
You're not going to find
us. Two guys in black suits.
What did they tell you about the Illuminati at the
at the Hollywood Jews run
Hollywood,
Hollywood
Jews
meeting.
I think I'm going to tell you.
They don't, the Illuminati doesn't have any mention in there.
The Illuminati makes people not like the Jews so they can shift the blame to them instead of the Illuminati.
The Illuminati is in charge of a lot of things. I've seen...
it's the Rosicrucians. It's the Vatican and all those people. It's not the Jewish people. The Jewish people are always trying to fight it, and that's why they get in trouble. Right, Ira?
Yes, of course.
Now give me your gold.
We're righteous. You'll never find it. Did you hide it under the bed?
I'm sorry. You're saying something, Stephanie.
No. I was just going to say the kids say that the Illuminati is responsible for Aaliyah's death so Beyonce could rise.
Why would they kill Aaliyah for Beyonce to rise?
So they could be a new queen.
Oh, I see. I get it. Queen Bey.
Exactly.
But we were all in this room looking at him telling the story, and it's the truth. He was telling the truth.
Just
telling the listeners. He was telling the truth.
Yeah, and Jeff's story about the blue beetle coming out of the tree, that's also
true.
It's totally true story.
The blue beetle.
I challenged him, and he retold it just expertly. So I know he is definitely telling the truth.
Yep.
This happened.
There was a tree next to my red box. And I saw the same thing. A blue beetle came out. And he came over to me and he kicked me in the nuts.
Henry mentioned that trolls and Bigfoot and all that stuff are all the same thing, part of.
Yes.
Some sort of conspiracy theory that I don't understand.
Your alien sounds cute, though, with his little lobster claws.
Yeah. They're scary.
Did-a-chum, did-a-chee, did-a-chum, did-a-chee.
Lobster claws.
That's what, when I first read the Dark Tower series where he's it's the first book at what is it, the Drawing of the Three
Gunslinger?
It's the one after the Drawing of the Three when he's on the beach and there's
oh yeah, those lobsters that cut his fingers off.
Yeah, the lobsters come out of the water and they just go did a chum, did a chee, did a chum, did a chee. Well, they always made me think of that blue thing of Jeff's, like I figured it had claws and shit.
Yeah, it did.
And then it would say something like that, have a little tagline.
Did a chee. Did it like ooze and shine?
No, it was like metallic blue, though, like automobile blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like real bright blue.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like shiny metal looking.
Have you ever done any Googling to see what that might have been?
I've Googled it every year since they invented the internet, and I never see anything that looks like it.
This is like your Pennywise. Yeah. Basically, you couldn't look inside of trees anymore after this.
We all slowly crawl down here.
It did make me scared of bugs, and then... there was a tree in my yard that was like adjacent to that yard that had, I don't know if they were termites or what, but they had some kind of crazy infestation, and you would peel the bark back and it would be like millions of bugs underneath the bark. That freaked me out.
That is scary.
That is freaky.
Scary.
They were regular looking bugs though, like those kind that have like pinchers on the back.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
Jeff
maybe some kind of termite.
Never going to be an entomologist.
Nope.
We got to find out what kind of slug that was. If you're a ufologist.
Yeah, give us a call.
And you've ever heard
if you're a man in black and you were there when they cut that tree down.
Yes.
Let us know.
Please tell us.
That tree is in Area 57.
It probably is, whenever Pennsylvania's Area 51 is.
It's Area 52. You got to go up Pickle Hill, make a left end of Mill Creek Road, and then you go over. And turn.
Oh, that's over by Barb's, isn't it?
No, you turn left and Bailey.
Oh, you turn left. Okay.
You turn left at Bailey Creek Road. Well, first you got to go over front. No, Bailey Creek Road will take you over French Hill, and you go over French Hill, and then you end up Millerton there. Then you make a left.
But if you make the right, you can go to Barb's.
You can go to Barb's, but she ain't going to answer the door. She's afraid
of those bugs.
No. Well, her hearing aids ain't working, and she don't got.
Plus, she had that foot amputated.
Well, that's true. That is true.
And her, that, there's a conspiracy there. You
her sister won't stay there no more. They got in a fight over the television.
Yeah. I thought that fight was over those scratch-offs.
No, it was over the television. The first fight was over the scratch-offs.
Oh, okay.
Where they didn't talk for about 2 months, and then her sister went back in. Her sister's name is Nettie.
Nettie.
So Nettie moved back in, but then they got in a big fight over the remote control, and because they don't watch the same things.
It sounds like she could use that little alien as like a little service alien. You know?
Well, if it had arms, maybe, you know.
It's got lobster claws. It can pick things up.
Well, can it change the channel?
I would think so with little claws.
Probably work some sort of remote control.
Well, better leave it on with Barbara wants because she doesn't. Listen, I tell you, it's my house. If my sister's going to come there and stay with me, I'm going to watch what I want to watch.
What's Barb watching?
What's Barb watching?
She's on those reality shows.
Yeah, that's right.
She like what? Like which one?
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I thought she likes Judge the Judy. Voice.
Oh, she watches Judge Judy.
Oh, during the afternoon. It's a whole other story.
Yeah, during the afternoon.
She watches all the judge shows.
She knows every lawyer in town who advertises on TV, so if she ever gets in an accident, she can call one of them. She doesn't have... Well, she did have a problem with the vaginal mesh.
The vaginal mesh. I knew
so
you were going to...
She had to...
What about that mesothelioma? Did
she had that too. Yep, and then
she used to clean asbestos when she was
she,
young.
Well,
young
yeah,
lady.
She has all that stuff, but the vaginal sling there—that was pretty, the bladder mesh. It was a mess, I tell you. But so anyway, what was we saying?
I don't remember.
Oh,
talking about Pennsylvania's Area 57.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So then you get over to 328 and you make a right, and then right down there where you cross the state line there by Wheeler's. You know that restaurant?
Steeler's Wheel?
No, Wheeler's.
Okay.
Wheeler's. They have a good chocolate milkshake there.
They got good everything. Oh, man. Mm. And then, you know, you got Smokin' Joe's, which is the last place you can get smokes before you cross over into New York.
Cause yeah,
because like
New
a
York,
difference
like
$10
bucks a pack.
Yeah. Wow. $7.50 there you can get. And you can buy them Jacks, them cheap ones there. You can get a carton of them for $30.
Yeah.
Jacks?
Yeah. So then you climb in the woods there. You park in Wheeler's. And you walk up the woods there, and then there's a cave that'll take you down to Area 50 toll. And it's just this, that it's a guy there sitting there. It's an old guy sitting there with a gun in his hand. He's wearing an old military uniform. You don't know if it's from Korea or Vietnam, but he's been there for a long time, and he gets up every day and leaves, and then...
And you just tell him, you say, hey, I want to go into Area 57. He says, oh, okay.
No, Area 52.
Oh, 52.
So Jeff's alien is there. Do you know of any other aliens that are there?
There's two other aliens in there.
What kind
of... One of them's a hybrid between a deer and a gray. So it's got big eyes and it's got horns.
Horns.
And then the other one is just this mass of gas. But it's dense gas. Like, if the wind blows, it doesn't go with the wind because it's self-aware, you know?
Okay.
And what it does is it just talks to you. And when it talks, you see like a little electrical currents going through it.
Oh, okay.
And it learns English real quick because, you know, it's a, it's just a thing of gas.
Does it stink?
Nope. Don't have any smell at all.
Wait, does that guy have to punch in like a 10-digit number every 20 minutes or something?
No, that ain't last.
Oh, okay.
And this ain't the smoke monster. I'm telling you, it's just massive gas. It's not smoke. It's gas.
It's not just because that guard has lactose intolerance and he's drinking those... Wheeler's milkshakes like every day.
They're good. I had one a couple weeks ago. You know, they were having a chicken, before it got cold, right? They was having a chicken barbecue.
The chicken barbecue for the veterans?
Mm. Yeah, well, VFW was there. Yeah. VFW's always having them chicken, and you get the wing. Ooh. And you can also,
you get like a whole half. You get a half,
you get a
chicken.
Whole half of chicken. Yeah. But the way they season them up there, where we are from, you know, the Twin Tiers, way better than down the south where it's just all, hey, let's just char the shit out of it. We just char the shit out of the skin and give you dry chicken. So, anyways, yeah. I had duck cracklings last week. Mm. Did I tell you that I had tacos and duck meat? Oh, you confit?
Duck meat tacos?
You said confit City would winery? Be better than regular duck. It's not gamey tasting.
Yes,
at all.
It was duck confit.
Where?
I forget the name of it. It's on Amsterdam. It's off of Amsterdam.
Those guys are going to eat at Revival tonight, they said. That's
no
gonna, they're going to enjoy the hell out of that.
Where is Revival?
Decatur.
Yeah, it's in Decatur. My mom and I went there last time she was here, not this time. But,
how many biscuits did you eat?
A bunch. Yeah. She had the fried chicken, which was really good.
The mac and cheese is really good.
Yeah, the mac and cheese
and
was good.
Collard greens, I've heard, are very good.
Yeah, the collard greens are good, and they had like some kind of crazy kale appetizer that was really good.
And the pie. Don't they have like some really good pie there?
Yep. The desserts were good. They had Dr. Pepper ice cream.
Mm.
Yeah, it was really good.
Kevin Gillespie, he's so great. He's such an Atlanta treasure.
Totally awesome. Gun show's awesome.
And speaking of baking, your cookies are phenomenal.
Yeah, by the way.
Yeah, Steph, good job on those.
Very well.
Thank you.
Is it a secret family recipe?
No.
All right, so you can send us the recipe and we can put it on the Facebook page.
You'll die when I tell you.
No, don't say it. Okay, can you say it quickly?
It's a box of cake mix and two eggs and some oil. And then I throw Kit Kats.
What, no butter?
No.
And how do they turn into cookies if it's cake mix?
Because it's the ratio of eggs and oil that you add. You add more oil.
What are you, some sort of scientist?
And the eggs, yeah. So that makes the cookie batter.
Wow.
And that's why they're moist like they are. And it's super easy.
That's what was in my mouth?
Yes, cake mix. Nice. But it was baked. But anyway,
delish.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Thank you. I figured that those guys liked them too.
And there was like Kit Kat in there.
I thought you said, I thought you were going to say he was going to die because you were going to say it was gluten free.
No. I mean, you die just because it's so easy. Like, it's so easy. You just got to watch them like a hawk so they don't overbake or they're not underbaked.
All right. All right.
But now, can you taste the cake mix after the fact? Now do you taste it?
I don't know. I got to.
Yeah, I'm going to have another one.
I got to have two or three more.
Dude, I can taste it. It's fucking sweet. All right, you guys want to do staff picks and wrap it up? I'm tired.
Sure, yes.
All right. My staff pick this week is not the one I listed on here. It's just going to be very simple. It's, you know, one of my favorite podcasts is Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast.
Yes.
And his most recent episode, which was last Monday, was Joe Pantoliano.
Oh, Joe Pantoliano.
And I just started.
Eddie Moscone.
Yeah.
Yep. Just started listening to it, and I got to interview that guy once, and he was one of the nicest people I've ever spoken to.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember that interview.
It was a lot of fun. It was one of the last regular guys' interviews.
I got all excited about that.
I remember. Wasn't there some story about him and Roseanne? Something happened. Didn't Roseanne have a talk show?
Yeah.
And maybe Joey Pants was the one of the, maybe the first guest or something?
I don't know.
It's like a Hollywood story that you hear, like where Roseanne had Joey Pants, I think it's Joey Pants on the show, and when he walks out, she goes, "Oh, I know you." Like she didn't know who he was until he walked out and then saw him, and she goes, "Oh God, I know you."
Yeah, he told that story.
Yeah,
I know you. I guess it's not online anywhere. I was looking for that clip.
Right.
But
he is in everything.
If you like Gilbert, if you like Joey Pants, even if you don't like Gilbert,
what if you like Frank Santopadre?
I'm a big fan of Frank Santopadre. He knows a lot. He knows his shit, man.
Was there any Midnight Run talk at all?
Haven't gotten there yet.
Oh,
but there has to be.
Yeah, there is because it's listed in the liner notes for the podcast. So yeah, that's my pick.
All right,
anybody can go next.
I'll go. I'll get it out of the way. It's easy. Black Mirror season 3. Just was released on Netflix. I'm one episode in. It's good so far. First episode was about this woman and the society. You know Black Mirror, right? You guys.
Yeah, I've watched a few episodes of it.
Yeah, like I saw the first season. It's great.
Yeah,
it is.
Rania has to fuck the pig.
Yep.
Yep. It's very Twilight Zone-ish because each episode is just its own episode.
The creepiest episode was the people riding the bicycle in order to get credits. Yeah. And they're running it to keep the internet fueled, and you're not allowed to not watch porn, or you get
exactly
demerit.
And then the guy falls in love, and the girl he falls in love with, she ends up doing the porn. It's fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Anyway, so this is it's almost like it is today, but everybody's running around rating everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So any interaction you have all day long, any interaction you have, you rate that person.
Oh, if they're
and
four
everybody's
or five
trying
stars?
To keep the ratings up above. It's like 5 stars, 3 stars.
Wow.
So. You know, like the 4.7 people don't want to hang out with the 2.1 people.
Oh, I think I average maybe a solid 2.7.
So everybody's being fake as shit to each other all the time. They're like, "Hey, how are you?" You know, trying to keep their ratings up. And, you know,
that would make me rate someone low.
Well, halfway through, you know, this one chick like loses it at the airport because they canceled her flight. "You fucking bitch." And her numbers just start going boo, 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 boo.
What do they do, kill them?
Well, you'll see.
All right.
But so there's that, and then also on Fresh Air last week, the podcast with Terry Gross, the creator of Black Mirror, was on, and it was a good interview. Turns out he's a comedy writer, and you know
makes
Black
sense.
Mirror is very dark and dystopian, and they talked about how that works. You know, they say if you kind of think of these crazy comedic things and take away all the comedy, you have Black Mirror. So anyway, check that out too. That's my pick.
Steph, you got a pick?
I do. New show on Netflix. It's a Netflix original called Haters Back Off.
Oh, yeah? I haven't seen that.
Oh, this is Miranda Sings.
Yes. Yeah, right. Miranda Sings. As you know, she's a YouTube star.
Right.
The girl who plays her, Colleen Ballinger. Like, she started doing this in, like, 2008, 2009, pretending to be this character who is so...
There's a great video where she transforms from Colleen Ballinger into Miranda Sings on her YouTube channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she got like millions of followers or whatever. So they ended up giving her own show.
Right.
And then they, you know, of course, they have Steve Little, who doesn't love Steve Little as, you know, Steve Little. Eastbound and Down. Stevie.
His buddy from Eastbound and Down.
Stevie. Right? Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay, Steve.
Just don't look at me anymore.
That was your problem.
Don't you fucking look at me.
But anyway, it's Steve Little and Angela Kinsey from The Office, and she plays her mom or whatever. But it's a crazy show. It's like, I think it's like if Waiting for Guffman was directed by John Waters.
Okay,
that's what it's like.
The character's hilarious. Yeah, just on her own.
Yeah, they are. It's very Miranda. It's a tripped out show. So yeah, haters back off.
All right,
haters back off.
My picks are The Walking Dead comes back tonight, which will be last Sunday if you're listening to this sometime during the week, but everybody watched it, I'm sure. And Comic Book Man also comes back tonight, not till 12:30 p.m. or a.m. 12:30 a.m. Yeah, it's on the show The Walking Dead, then they have Talking Dead, then they show the repeat of The Walking Dead, then Comic Book Man comes on.
So you got a long night ahead of you.
Right. And also Your Pretty Face. Gotta check that out tonight or it's last Sunday.
Check it out.
Your Pretty Face going
it's
to hell.
Demand.
Just check it out.
I'm sure. Set a recording for it, for God's sake.
She's empty.
Set your DVR.
She's empty now. Her spaghetti house. Set your DVR. Open up your streaming services.
Henry Zebrowski is my new favorite Polish person.
Yes, thank you, Henry. Thank you,
yeah,
David.
Thanks, guys.
That was awesome.
Totally awesome.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say?
Good guys.
We're going to have Jamie on next week.
Yeah, that's it. Come next week's episode, we'll have Jamie Bendel, the stand-up comedian, lawyer, and what is he, co-owner of the Punchline Comedy Club. And he'll be on to talk about comedy and himself and a whole bunch of other things. And then also coming up, who else do we have, Jeff? Soon.
Jeff Melkonian is going to come in an episode in early November.
Yep.
He's the lead singer of The Remakes.
That's right.
The R.E.M. cover band, the best R.E.M. cover band there is. And he also owns a couple restaurants around town that we'll probably talk to him about.
Awesome. Cool. Will he bring us food, sample food?
I don't know. I can ask him.
Yeah.
Don't ask. Just to, you know.
What do you mean, don't ask?
Well, you don't want to put him out. You know, you
yeah, you do.
Then he's going to be like, oh, fuck.
He, works at a he owns a bakery, right?
Yeah. Well, yes. Breadwinner Cafe is the.
All right, well, that's easy.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. Thanks you. Thanks to some of our Patreons. By the way, you can see our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/TimAndrews. Thank you, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, MRT, Amber Gilpatrick.
Like MRT said something about his real name on Facebook. You got to look that up.
Can you do that right now?
I don't know if I could find it.
I wouldn't say
that
it
fast, but
well, if he doesn't want his name,
exactly. I think he said something like he didn't understand why Patreon was. Yeah, I think
it's Bonnie Anderson.
I think he just said he didn't know why Patreon was calling him MRT or whatever, but he said his real name.
So what, did we get a message from him?
Yeah, I thought we did. I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, well, you know, we're on the radio. I mean, yeah. I mean, we're not on the radio. It doesn't matter. Time isn't of the essence. Is that a dog barking?
That was my hat. Oh. It's my hat rubbing Irish against my barking. Microphone.
Roar, 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 roar.
We're that kind of podcast now? We're going to start doing sound effects?
Inadvertently.
Do you remember?
Well.
Well, all right.
When you Matt.
What?
Matt Ting.
Good guess.
Tingalia?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Matt Tenaglia.
Matt Tenaglia. Tingalia. Yeah, we ended up at Garrick Temple. Keith Tate and Herb Lamb, thank you very much for supporting us.
Yay.
Yeah, it's great. If you want to help us, please do. It doesn't have to be a lot, like I said. Just
Can they pledge 1 cent a month?
No. The minimum pledge is $10.
Oh, okay.
I would also like to thank Mary Todd Hairdressing Company. And you know what? They have products you can buy. And I'm going to tell you about them. They have a custom line of hair and grooming products that are handmade using the finest ingredients such as cucumber, licorice, and bergamot. I don't know what bergamot is.
Gary Berghoff.
It's produced locally in Atlanta area. And I have used all three grades of shampoo. You got the 100-proof shampoo.
Which one's the best?
I like the 60-proof, which is for daily use. I mean, they're all for daily use, but it's a good. I like the smell.
What does it smell like?
Man, but like, not like bad
the
man.
The kind of men that you like.
No, you know what I mean. It smells like it smells like men's stuff, like something good, like tobacco and the
like wood and
yeah. But it doesn't lumber. Smell like those things. But you get what I'm talking
like your
about.
Your grandpa.
Yeah, there you go.
Before
See, you're
he got
better
sick.
Than I am. No, yeah, okay. Yeah, I also have three different kinds of pomades, which is. What you put in your hair to keep it...
I'm a Dapper Dan, man.
Yeah, that.
They got a heavy hold, a medium hold.
I want FOP, goddammit.
And they also have a Blair Crimmins signature hold. You can get custom-made beard oil in three different flavors. So
flavors.
I'm going to get some of that beard oil.
What do you need beard oil?
Your beard's
out of control. Slather it on my beard.
Your beard is out of control.
I'm going to let it go. I'm going to look like Chris Stapleton up in
But go bit. Check them out. It's marytoddhairco.com/shop. You can order it right there, and they'll ship it right to you. You can even get a limited edition leather logo comb sleeve, which is actually pretty cool. And we do sell them quite often because they look cool. And it's neat to put your comb inside of a leather thing.
Yeah, instead of in your back pocket.
Right,
like
where you'll
80s.
Sit on it and break it. Yeah. Don't do that. So again, thanks again. Geez, see, I've lost it. I'm an auctioneer. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week. And as always, please remember to
keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.